This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is hour three of the Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and joining us now is former Cowboy safety Barry Church here in the G-Bag Nation. Oh, we'd love to have you on, Barry. Thanks for coming on again. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Doing amazing, fellas. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Shoot, yeah, we love it. Now, what do you think about these Cowboys being 2-1? Is the season saved? And what do you think about Cooper Rush?
I'm not so sure the season saved yet. You know, Cooper Rush, I think he's playing very efficient football out there. And the thing that impressed me the most about Rush is, he's keeping the ball out of harm's way. You know, this is another game where he has zero takeaways out there. So he's managing the game extremely well. And Kellen Moore is doing a good job of incorporating that run, which we've been begging for, since last season. So they're doing a good job running the football. Cooper Rush is doing a great job managing that offense. And defensively, I mean, where do you start? You know, that front seven is fierce. And when you talk about, Parsons, and you talk about D-Law coming out there getting three sacks, Dorrance Armstrong, who's quietly had one of his most explosive seasons to date. So these guys are flying around at all cylinders. And right now, this Cowboys defense is definitely the strength of the team. But Cooper Rush is doing a hell of a job managing the offense as well.
Okay, since you said not yet, Barry, what would it take for you to be a believer in these Cowboys?
I would love for them to go out there. I know you can only play who's on schedule, but if it comes to that Rams game, which I believe is, I think it's next week after this Washington Commanders game, but if they're able to go out there into LA and go out there and defeat the defending champs out there, I think that'd be a great start to saying, like, all right, man, this season is definitely special. But right now they've beaten up on a Cincinnati team who, they looked extremely, extremely rusty coming out of the gates, especially Joe Burrow. And then you got a New York Giants team who I don't think they were 2-0, but I didn't think anybody really held any salt to New York Giants football up there. So they you can only play, who's on schedule. They've done a good job of beating those teams, but I would love to see them beat a contender out there, and I don't think Washington's that it.
Barry, how does the locker room handle a quarterback that's the backup that's winning football games?
Oh, well, it's a sticky situation because we had that same situation in 2016 with Dak. I mean, when you got a guy that has the command of the offense out there and is rolling like he is, and it's hard to pull a quarterback with such momentum. And I think that's what happened in 2016. Now, Dak had a larger sample size. I think he played, I want to say, maybe 11 games before Romo was able to come back. So he had a larger sample size. But to me, it's definitely hard to pull a guy that has momentum, is going undefeated the way he was doing. You know, Cooper Rush, if he had that large sample size, I think it would be hard to pull him as well. But it seems like Dak will be getting back well before that 11-game mark. So Cooper Rush, he's doing a hell of a job back there. But, when Ford comes back, I definitely believe it'll be Dak's job once again.
It's Barry Mother Evan Church with us here on 105.3 The Fan on the G-Bag Nation. You know, there was a lot made, and I know Steve Young made some comments last week about maybe Dak learning a little bit while he's out from Cooper Rush. What can you gain while you're out due to injury as a player and you watch your teammates to try and gain some perspective for when you get back out there?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. When I was injured in 2016, I was – you call it selfish, but I was hoping them guys didn't do as good as I was doing out there. I mean, that's just how I approach things because, I was looking at it like, man, I was in a contract year and I'm seeing, Will Cox and Heath, and they're out there doing their things while I'm injured for a little bit. I'm like, man, I got to get that back out there quick. So to me, it really wasn't about learning. It was just making sure I get as healthy as possible so I can go back there and reassert myself as the dominant starter out there. But in Dak's situation, man, I mean, he can probably learn a little bit from Cooper Rush as far as the play calls and what's going on, and how to incorporate the run a little bit more instead of relying strictly on the arm. And I think that's something that he and Kellen Moore can both learn from this absent Dak has been so far. So to me, I think he has a little bit to learn. But if it was me, on the other hand, I'm just trying to get back as quick as possible.
Barry, if you're playing defense against this Cowboys team and you look up and you see that it is Zeke in the backfield and not Pollard, are you kind of giving a Tiger fist pump, or do you feel like, hey, Zeke is dang near just as good?
If I'm seeing Zeke in the backfield, I don't like it. Because to me, when you're going against a guy that seeks contact like that and punishes the defense, I'm telling you, as a defender, it wears you down. And when you get to that third, fourth quarter, you start turning down a little bit. You a little bit of hits. You start, latching onto those blockers a little bit more so you don't have to get in the fray. When I see guys like, Tony Pollard out there, and nothing against Pollard because he's an extremely explosive back and he's extremely good back. But when I see guys like that, I'm thinking, okay, I can wrap this guy up. I can get him on the ground without having to take any punishment. But I hated going against the guys like, Derrick Henry or Ezekiel Elliott, guys that just run downhill and punish you for four quarters. So to me, I love seeing guys like Pollard in the backfield.
Barry, do you think we're seeing Mike McCarthy influence the offense at all? Do you think that, since Dak's injury, that maybe Mike has clicked over there and started interacting more with Kellen on that stuff?
It could be that. It could be McCarthy getting a little bit more influence. Or it could be, Cooper Rush doesn't have the ability to audible. I'm not saying that that's 100% sure, but, Dak had that, ability to audible to play call. So maybe Kellen's been calling these things all along, but Dak sees a look and says, hey, we can, switch it up this way and it might be a better result. So I'm not sure what it is, if it's McCarthy, if it's just Cooper Rush lack of audibling. But so far, Kellen, in these last two games, he's done a heck of a job incorporating this offense and making sure it's tailored to the strengths of Cooper Rush.
It's former Cowboy safety Barry Church here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Can you take us down memory lane the last time there was a real quarterback controversy in 2016? What was it like, and why were teammates willing to move on from Tony so much as it turned out they were?
Well, in our situation in 16, Tony, he was an established vet. He was, all pro guy, pro bowl guy. And I don't want to say he really wasn't that much of a team guy, but, a lot of players kind of looked at him more of a coach instead of a teammate. He kind of always was around the coaching staff during lunch and all that other stuff. So guys really didn't kind of get that great bond or that great connection with Romo. I mean, of course he had, Wittens and the Dez Bryants and everything like that were really tight with Romo. But on the other side, the defensive side of the football, we never really got that tight with Romo. So it really wasn't a situation where it's like, man, we got to have our boy back out there. Dak, he's doing a heck of a job, but man, that's our boy. We want to give him another shot. It really wasn't like that. We kind of saw, Romo as a coach out there rather than a teammate. And, I don't want to speak for everybody. Maybe that's just my experience. But that's why I really feel like, it was easier for us to say, this is Dak's team. This is where we need to go. Plus, the guy was, I think he was 10-1 at one time. So when you got that much momentum on your side, you kind of got to go with the hot hand.
And then he beat the Steelers and the Packers and everything. And, he was putting up some perfect passer ratings. It's quite a bit different from the current situation. But were you surprised that, as you mentioned, Dez and even Witten were, I heard Dez talking about it a couple of weeks ago in a Twitter Spaces. Even he was, on the side of leaving Dak in there. And those were some longtime friends, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and I was extremely surprised about that point. I mean, like you said, on the defensive side of the football, I kind of knew where everybody was going. We were all on the same, let's keep this thing rolling. Let's keep Dak in there. But when you saw, the Wittens of the world, the Dez Bryants, Tyron Smith, those guys on the offensive side of the football say, hey, we got to kind of ride with that hot hand. I mean, it was surprising to me because, like you said, those guys have been friends for an extremely long time, and, you always want to give your boy another chance or the benefit of the doubt. But when you have, like I said, when you have that much momentum riding and we were killing it at that point, I feel like we couldn't be stopped. It was like a juggernaut going on and we just didn't want to get in the way of it. And it ended up happening where Dak just ended up staying the quarterback and, the rest was history.
Is that a special bond now you think between the players and Dak, or what if Rush would beat the Rams and the Eagles and put up some huge games? Could it swing against Dak in any way, or is he just such a magical leader that that's locked in? What do you think about that?
I think it's locked in. I mean, it'll be extremely tough if Rush were to go out there, beat the Rams, beat the Eagles. I mean, that's a lot of momentum on one guy's side. And players will start to think about it a little bit if that were to happen. But I think Dak is just so locked in and such ingrained as such a leader on that team that, you know, he treats no one different. I mean, you could be, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, or you could be all the way down to the last guy on the practice squad. And he treats everybody such the same with such respect that he has such respect in that locker room. And I just can't see, you know, if it came down to the players saying, you know what, hey, we kind of want to ride with Cooper Rush. I just can't see that happen. I mean, he's so ingrained in that locker room as the leader. I feel like each and every player in there feels like he gives that team the best chance to win, even though Cooper Rush is having so far a hell of a season.
Yeah, because you can even see that, I mean, with him being involved on the sideline, you know, cheering guys on. I don't remember necessarily, and correct me if I'm wrong, Barry, you know, Tony being that involved when he was hurt early on in 2016. I mean, how much of an impact does that even have for the guys in that locker room, just having Dak's presence, even if he's not on the field playing, but just having him on the sideline for games?
It's huge. It's huge because, it makes you feel like he's still a part of the team. You know, I go back to that 2016 year, and, you know, Romo, he had the surgery, so he had to be out a little bit. But, you know, even when he was back, you know, he might have showed up on game day, you know, but he really wasn't there each and every practice, you know, with the team, you know, giving guys pointers or cheering guys on. He just really wasn't like that. And I get it. You know, he was a lot older in his career, and he was a much more established vet and all that good stuff. But, you know, with Dak, like I said, I feel like he's such ingrained in this team where he has a relationship with each and every one of those players out there. You know, I couldn't say the same for Romo when in that year in 2016. You know, he might have, you know, talked to a few people here and there, but like I said, he had nowhere near the leadership that Dak was able to have with this team.
Barry Church with us here on The Fan. When you watch Carson Wentz, do you get a little, do you see a little Bortles in Wentz?
I don't know if he's as bad as Bortles. I don't know if he's that bad because he can be hot and cold. But right now, I mean, he's extremely cold right now.
Yeah, it looks like it will be another feasting of a Cowboys defense on Sunday versus Carson Wentz.
Hey, Barry, when defensive players watch tape and you see a game like what happened with the Commanders last week, is it a confidence level, or is it like, man, we got to be careful about this? We can't think we can do this or this or that. What is that? I hate the mindset question, but how do you approach that when you see a team just get overrun the way they did when it's giving up sacks?
Well, you definitely got to respect your opponent each and every week because, you know, anything can happen on any given Sunday. But if I'm a part of that front seven, I'm licking my chops because, you know, I think the Eagles, they have a good front seven, but I don't think it can hold the jockstrap of this Dallas Cowboys front seven. So I'm licking my chops. If I'm Parsons, if I'm D-Law out there, I'm saying, look, if they got, you know, 8-9 sacks, we might as well go out there and get 10-11 because the way that he's holding that ball back there, Carson Wentz, I mean, he's holding it forever back there just looking for the big chunk play. And 9 times out of 10, he's either getting sacked or he's running around for his life and he's throwing the football away. So if I'm on that defensive side of the football, that front seven, I'm licking my chops. And if I'm in the secondary, I'm thinking, man, he's going to throw me at least one or two of these things. So you definitely got to respect your opponent. But at the same time, man, you got to take this as, hey, we got to take advantage of this and pass some of them stats as well.
Barry Church here on The Fan. We do have the Tank Lawrence Show coming up in about 45 minutes. How good is your former teammate here coming off that 3-sack game now?
Oh, he's got to be riding high right now. I was about to get on him because if he didn't do anything in this Giants game, I was going to say, hey, man, you haven't done much all season, man. What's going on? But he definitely went out there and shut me up and had his 3-sack performance, and he let maybe one or two more slip away. So I definitely know he's hungry to get that sack title back in his hands, especially after the way Parsons has started so far this year.
Now, which safety style do you prefer? Curse, who's in position, pretty good coverage, very sure tackler, or Donovan Wilson looking to blow anything and everything up in his path?
I prefer Curses, man. I prefer that guy who's a reliable tackler, good in space, and he can do multiple things. He can cover, he can play in a deep pass. So I prefer Curses' style, but I love Wilson's as well. The way he comes down and just thumps people, but he's more hit or miss out there. Like I say, he reminds me of Wilcox a lot. But to me, if it boils down to it, I prefer Curses' style out there.
You know, we've been looking at this Washington team, as you have. They do have a lot of good skill players. I think their offensive line might be a little bit of poochies, as is their quarterback. But, you know, maybe the screen game, if the Cowboys, we've been talking about this with Broaddus, maybe if the Cowboys get caught upfield, the screen game could hurt them. What's the key, from your perspective, to defending the screen?
Well, to me, you got to win, especially with this offense. I think you got to win on first and second down. I think if you keep them in the long third and seven pluses, that's where I think your defense can really tee off on these guys and you can really take advantage of it. But as far as the screen game, I mean, you got to make sure you read your P's and Q's out there. And this defensive line, they're smart. They got great, smart players out there that know if the offensive lineman is just not going to let you breeze by them, you know, for a sack without no competition out there. You know, read your keys out there and make sure you understand what's going on behind you. But overall, I think the key to this game defensively is they got to make sure they shut them out on first and second down and keep them in those third and longs. And then I think you can limit what those two running backs can do in the screen game on with that regard. But you got to be smart and you got to read your keys.
Barry, we got a Thursday night football matchup tonight. The Bengals are favored by 4 over the Dolphins, and the Dolphins defense had to play 90 snaps on Sunday.
That's a lot of snaps.
I was going to say, like, how do you perform the next week as a defender if you just played 90 snaps and you're on a short week now?
I mean, you're going to be sore. That's got to be all heart in this game. I mean, 90 snaps, and then you got to turn around and play, you know, 3-4 days later. I mean, those guys have got to be sore out there. But I need Cincinnati to win. I need them to pull it through because, you know, in fantasy, I'm going against basically the entire Miami offense right now. So I need those Cincinnati players to step up and win this game because I'm not doing too good in fantasy so far this year.
Well, you're always a Cowboy to us, but you did play in Jacksonville and in an AFC Championship game that you should have won. You was robbed. We know that.
Man, I was Bortles. Straight robbed.
Yep, you were robbed. But what do you think about your Jags? They could be 3-0, but they're 2-1 earlier in this year.
They're doing pretty well out there. I feel like that quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, he's taking the next couple steps to try to get himself into that next category of quarterbacks out there. I'm extremely surprised at how good James Robinson has been out of the backfield, especially coming off of an Achilles tear like he's had. I mean, that guy's rumbling and stumbling through a lot of teams out there. And defensively, it seems like they've kind of gotten back to that Jacksonville type of swag we had back in 2017. I mean, they're getting after the quarterback with that front seven, and they're playing sound defense behind that. So that defense, I mean, that team overall, I think it just needed a coach, like a grown man coach. It didn't need a coach that, you know, just, we all know what Urban Meyer was in Jacksonville. So I just think they needed a better coach out there, and they got one in Doug Peterson, and he's getting the most out of that team.
All right, Barry, serious question here. And you're a Miller Lite guy, just like myself. We experienced that together at the Cowboys fantasy event right before the season kicked off. Question for you.
Yeah.
What is a more difficult way to consume a beer? Is it through a disgusting sneaker of one of your teammates? You know, he's sweating a time or two, or consuming a beer through a hot dog. Like, imagine the hot dog is a straw, and you drink the beer through the hot dog wiener. What is a more difficult way to consume the beer?
So the shoey versus the straw dog.
Correct.
Oh man, those things are both disgusting. But I gotta say the shoe, man, because I've seen a couple shoes in that locker room, and I've seen the toes of some of those guys in the locker room. I mean, they got the fungus going. I mean, it ain't pretty sight. You got dead skin up in there. Who knows what you're swallowing when you're taking a shoe from the sneaker like that? At least from the hot dog, I mean, it is what it is. But you got all types of funguses and y'all, who knows what's all up in that sneaker and how old the sneaker was, man. So yeah. I gotta say,
you're not making me feel any better about this. What I just had to do.
In
there,
fact,
Barry,
you might think less of somebody.
Just,
who...
You just drank a beer from the sneaker.
To get back into the survivor pool, we had to get back in. We had a challenge, and that was one of the challenges we had to do.
Whose sneaker was it, though?
It was Eric's.
It was mine, bro. Yeah. My sauna sneaker.
Oh,
yeah. Not
it
good.
Was your sauna sneaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I told Broadus he might need to eat tough actin tenactin. I don't know if it'll work the same way.
Oh, my boy got the corns coming out of there. Oh,
yeah.
No.
I'm still here to tell you about it, man. Still here.
We're doing this.
Oh, I'm going to pray for you, big dog.
Hey, I'll tell you, that's a lot of toughness there, Barry. Yeah. I think I'm going to play it opposite you in that. Yeah, that's secondary.
You could definitely have been in that Rod Marinelli system, because that's tough as hell right there.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Barry,
you're the best.
So you want in on the survivor pool then, Barry? We'll get you in on this.
Yeah, I'll be in there, but I can't drink no sneaker fluid, man.
Thank you so much. Have a great week. Enjoy the football. We'll catch up with you soon.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. Later,
yes,
fellas.
Always. Hey, Barry Church, he is the man, and he joins us from time to time here during the football season of the G-Bag Nation. It is time now for Wooly Bully's Top 10 at 420. Where are we headed, sir?
National Coffee Day. Give me your favorite coffee and where to get it, but I've got the top 10 most unbreakable records in sports after Judge hit 61 last night. What do you think's number one next on the Fan?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Tank Lawrence coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll have Cowboys tickets giveaway in the 5 o'clock hour. It's 100 level with parking passes, one of our best giveaways we've ever done. And you got to stay tuned. We will be looking for the winner coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, looking for caller 10. Segment here, Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420, brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or go online to truckwreck.com. Now, here he is, the Woolly Bully himself, Zach.
Thank you very much, General. Oh, yes, it is National Coffee Day, so go ahead and just litter the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053. Also, our Twitch and YouTube watchers, we love you as well. Let us know, what's your favorite coffee? And where to get it? We got some Dutch Bros from the Twolos. Never been to Dutch Bros, but sounds good.
Oh, Dutch Brothers, good coffee.
Seen it, driven by. Seems expensive.
Has anybody? Can anybody talk about this 151 coffee?
151 rum?
No, it's 151, and there's a bunch of these locations.
Caribou.
And it's definitely like a chain kind of place. And I don't know where it. Maybe it came from. I don't know, it might have come from the Seattle kind of area, but it seems like that is the biggest, like, chain coffee competitor to Starbucks. Not that they're anywhere close in terms of just ball crushing with the monies, but this 151 coffee, I see it all over the place, and they're staying in business. They're staying in business.
Okay, speaking of coffee roots, you mentioned Dutch Brothers. Yesterday, I mentioned my ex-wife. Okay, she grew up in Southern Oregon, where Dutch Brothers originates, out of Grant Pass, Oregon. It's great to see they've made it to Texas, because that is an outstanding product.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I almost always just make my coffee at home or at work, because the idea of like $4.50 for a cup of coffee is just weird to me. You know, it's not a ton of money, but and oftentimes I'm disappointed if I get like gas station coffee or I try a random. I'm like, oh, this isn't even good. So I like to get my Pike Place. A Starbucks Keurig cups.
Okay. And are you just going straight with it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, black coffee.
Yeah. I go first thing black as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Me too.
2017 on your 151 coffee company. It was started in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Okay. So it's local. My apologies.
Second location is in Flower Mound in 2018. And in January of 2020, a grand opening for location number 3 in Plano.
Ooh, my neck of the woods.
Yeah, because now when you look up, they got Roanoke, Fort Worth, Keller, Rowlett, another Fort Worth, Flower Mound, Louisville, Coppell, Plano. They're rocking and rolling. So good for them. I've just never had it, but I see the line stays pretty full, and so they must be doing a pretty good job. I'm with you, Dawson. I generally will just do the coffee up here or at home. Spittle has great coffee that he brings up here.
He flies to Colombia, gets the beans himself, and then flies back.
Yeah, Indonesia as well.
But yeah.
Indonesia.
Oh, it's a cover. Well, either way, he's got the beans and he's crushing them.
He is.
Yeah. And you're right. Because the coffee is a daily habit. So $4 one random time is like, okay, so be it. I'm getting the chicken sandwich randomly. I don't do this every day. But coffee, it's got to be every day.
We're addicted.
If you're having to live in the Starbucks drive-thru, you are just spending an ungodly amount of money. But I do love their nitro cold brew.
This 151 coffee company has a coffee that's infused with Monster Energy drink.
Oh, that's
it's a 32-ounce. It's called
intense.
Jack It Up. That's what it's called.
Yeah, no kidding. That's going to jack you up, right?
Jack It Up. Yeah, what?
Can we put bet payoff? You've never had coffee before. Like, would never you drink a cup of coffee?
I've never had a cup in my life. 58 years old.
Do you like? So you kind of want to go to your grave with that?
I really,
intact.
I'm not interested in drinking.
Yeah,
a coffee.
No, I respect that.
Which is, like, means it's perfect as a punishment.
Could be. Maybe we can convince
drink a beer
it.
Out of a shoe before I drink a cup of coffee.
Getting a lot of love for 151 and Dutch Brothers Death Wish Coffee, Black Rifle, Nespresso Columbia. Is getting some love. Of course, Starbucks, Tim Hortons, Dunkin' Donuts, Summer Moon in Frisco. Double chocolate from Dutch Brothers specifically got texted in.
Tamara says there's a company called Death Wish Coffee that's pretty good. You ever had Death Wish?
Never had Death Wish,
no.
But I'd try
sounds
some
delightful.
Death Wish. Yeah. Absolutely, I would. So, yeah, keep those flowing. If I want to get a little fancy, I'll go the holiday specialties they have at Starbucks. Those will warm my heart sometimes.
A lot of those are just like coffee flavored hot chocolate. You know?
Is it?
Yeah.
So I'm getting, I'm like buying a faulty product.
Well, I don't think it's a faulty product. I think it is what it is, but I think a lot of these ladies
are
lying
right
to themselves.
Now?
I think I'm gutless.
You're going to get coffee. You're going to get dessert.
You're getting a milkshake for breakfast. That's one of like the, like,
bro,
a huge.
I'm a sissy ninny.
These frappuccino cookie crumble Oreo bananas.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Gavin just took you down.
Yeah, it's not coffee.
Yeah.
No, it's a dessert.
You know what?
Mr. Soda.
I know Gavin doesn't care, but I want to give some love to the Stars just real quick. Mason Marchment had 2 goals last night for the Stars. He was their big free agent acquisition in their preseason overtime win over the Coyotes. So, Stars
huge.
Fans out there, we got it into
one and
the
one.
Show.
Yep.
Nice job, guys.
We did
guys.
Our service of the day.
By the way.
Play the Wild here coming up.
There you go, Broadus. Any more hockey news?
Is this regular season action already?
No, it's the preseason. It's the preseason. That's why we haven't talked about it. But we did have a listener, and I just want to make all listeners know that their voices can be heard.
We are big fans of the Stars.
We do love the Stars.
Yeah.
And we're going to head up.
Support them.
Go see some games this year, I think.
I'm all for that.
We're definitely going to do that. So here are the top 10 most unbreakable records in sports. And honorable mention, of course, will be Emmitt. Which is why I wanted to do the
That's
list
an honorable
anyway.
Mention one, huh?
I couldn't believe it wasn't in the top 10. Like the
How
all-time
can,
leading
can,
run. That's
can
never
running
gonna be
back,
broken.
Can any running back play that long?
No.
Sure. Frank Gore just did it.
But how many yards is he short?
Right. Okay, so that you're right, Gavin. That actually stumped me there.
I believe Frank Gore at 100 years old will be able to give you 3 yards.
He's
so
done,
at a time.
Right?
A running back can play that long, but will
can
they,
you?
Can they sustain the success?
They won't leave him in.
Yeah.
When Emmitt got under 4 yards per carry, somebody should have retired him, but he was able
we
to
tried.
Keep going for 7 years.
He did.
We tried, yeah.
He should never have gone to Arizona.
Dawson's alleging a hashtag compiler on Emmitt.
Yeah. Yeah, he compiled it.
Compiled it. Was
selfish. A different era.
Excuse me?
Selfish?
Are you dogging on my guy?
Well, I said you're selfish.
Well, it was a gutless front office is what it was.
Okay.
It was a gutless front office. His front office didn't know very well.
Mm.
I do have the letter that we sent him,
it's
though.
Emmitt, man.
It's
the letter that said he can't play
do
anymore.
Do not talk about him in a negative light right now, please.
Put Parcells
do it when
square
I'm out of the
guys
room.
Away.
You can say what you want.
Parcells killed Eddie George, too.
Well, he did.
Well, nobody's bigger than the team.
That
novel
that,
concept.
I was going to say
except
something.
Bill. Bill's bigger than the team.
yeah, Eddie okay. was done too. Bless his heart.
Who?
Eddie.
Okay.
He was also done at that time. Mm-hmm. You disagree?
I was on the staff. No, I didn't think he was done.
He didn't look good.
I tell you what, but we shouldn't have put, made him inactive.
That could be fair. I mean, the rest of the running backs.
That's all
very
I'm
good.
Saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair.
Man shouldn't have been inactive. He had like a streak of like 100. 50-something games.
Yeah,
in a
why
row
do that to the
for
poor
running
guy?
Back.
Number 10 is the consecutive Stanley Cup Finals appearances by the Canadians with 10. That's pretty damn impressive.
Oh, yeah, that's wait,
Tampa.
10 straight Stanley Cup Finals appearances, Montreal Canadiens,
and that's a OLI.
That's 10. That's
oh,
number 10.
Oh, okay. I'm like, dear God, how is that outside looking in here? That should be, honestly, that should be in the top 3.
Yeah, well, a lot of these are pretty impressive. Number 9 is 56 consecutive games with a hit by Joe DiMaggio.
I think that gets beat.
You think so? Eventually
somebody
will beat it?
I think somebody will come along and beat that.
I think Josh Young beats it.
We live in a strikeout world, boys.
Number 8, 100 points in a single game by Wilt Chamberlain. That's never going to get broken. Well, Luka will get it.
Luka will figure it out.
Homer it up here this segment.
I mean, inbounds pass, shoot. Inbounds pass, shoot.
It's already a little bit wild. Like, we all agree that it's more likely that an NBA player scores 100 points before any team in pro sports goes to 10 consecutive title games.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Number 7.
I think a guy could get 100.
Yeah.
All you need to do is give him the green light.
For sure. Hey, no one said it had to be efficient.
What? You get Curry? To shoot 80 times tonight. Yeah, Curry could score 100 anytime
he
wants.
Curry get 100?
Yeah, he could. Number seven is the consecutive games played by Cal Ripken Jr. at 2,632.
That'll be difficult.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number six, 50.4 single season scoring average points per game by Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, that's
difficult.
That's, yeah.
Never.
Number five,
I don't playing think, defense. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not. Well, number five.
A younger version of you, Brian.
Probably not.
Number five, I'm going to sub.
Not the gout version.
I'm going to sub out.
The gout version.
I'm going to sub out, put Emmett in because we don't care about cricket. And this
Wait.
Hey,
overs and outs. What do we got?
Dude. Yeah, yeah. Let's you care a lot about cricket. You can barely watch baseball.
Give me the cricket.
Have integrity with the list here.
Number five, the average of 99.94 in international cricket tests by Sir Donald Bradman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We don't care.
He's a hitter.
He's a hitter.
He's a hitter.
Number four, 92 goals in a season by the great one Wayne Gretzky.
Never.
92. Okay.
Number three, Broadus, you're going to like this. Secretariat's time of 2 minutes, 24 seconds flat in the 1973 Belmont Stakes.
I was selling programs that day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was there.
Were you there?
I was there.
Did you have a little action?
I had a little action. 10 years old. 10 years old.
He's like, what do you guys think? I don't know. I got money on Secretariat.
I was on the rail.
Number two.
I wanted to be a reporter that day.
8 consecutive NBA championships for the Boston Celtics.
Never.
But number one, the most unbreakable sports record. 749 complete games by Cy Young.
Oh, yeah. Never. Ever. We might not ever get to 75.
Nope.
Okay.
There you have it.
Thanks, Wolchuk. There it is, your top 10 at 420. When we come back, we'll go around the NFL. There's news. The NFL has laid out the Pro Bowl format for 2023. Now that the game is out and the games are in, you get the deets coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you, Lucius. We're going to get to Marcus Lawrence on right here. Okay, he's been joining you at 5 at practice out a little bit early, so Tank Lawrence coming up in just a minute or so. We will have the Cowboy ticket giveaway coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by AT&T. This is 100 level tickets. It has a parking pass. It's like the best item we give away all year when AT&T hooks us up with these. So we're going to be looking for caller number 10. At the number is 877-881-1053. So we'll be looking for caller 10 at some point in the 5 o'clock hour. You got to listen for the cue to call. Tank Lawrence coming on in just a second here. There is Pro Bowl news today with the Pro Bowl game being out and the Pro Bowl games in. You're going to have skills competitions throughout the week and then game day events of basically 7-on-7 flag football. And the interesting thing about this is if it's not perfect, this is just going to be a trial run with it doing it this way. So they'll reevaluate after the upcoming Pro Bowl and maybe tweak some things. But I think it'd be cool if we could get some sort of equivalent to like an NFL Olympic Games, you know, just an abbreviated version. But right now they're talking about all players, you know, voted to the Pro Bowl during the skill competitions during the week. Dodgeball, best catch competition, quarterback drills, including thread the needle accuracy test, stuff like that. I mean, that kind of stuff is cool.
Heck, you know, yeah. I used to love the distance ones that the quarterbacks would do. Who could throw the ball the farthest?
Yes.
Yes.
So fun.
It had the yard markers on there.
See, like actual objective measurements, I think those are best. Like who's the fastest, who's the strongest, who can pick the most up. I mean, those kind of like strongman competitions or relay races, stuff like that. I think that's what would make it really pop for the eyeballs. Like determining who's the fastest man. To me, you know, if you got the fastest dudes in the NFL, there's Kevontae Turpin running around out there with the John Ross receiver the year he's healthy. Yeah. You know, you could get those kind of players out there. And I would say you don't even have to be a Pro Bowler. I just want to see who the fastest guy is. That could get huge ratings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. I wouldn't mind a little like a beer pong tournament either.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun.
Get Bakhtiari creative with would crush.
It. Tug of war.
All righty. We are ready to rock now. It is time for the DeMarcus Lawrence Show here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. And good afternoon, Tank. How the heck are you?
Solid, fellas. How we doing?
We're doing great, man. And I guess you're not going to let Micah run away with this sack competition after all, huh?
Oh, no. Absolutely not. You know, it's still early. You know, got a lot of games to play, a lot of more opportunities to get to the quarterback. So it's going to be an exciting year.
So what is it about the Giants that brings out those kind of performances in you?
I mean, you know, division games, man, familiar team, but also, you know, just understanding, like, you know, how big those games are. So you want to be as elite as you can in those games and situations and, you know, take charge and getting wins.
So another big division game coming up this week, then. Should we just pencil you in for another three-sack performance, I assume?
Don't shortchange this guy. Nah, don't put a limit on him.
Absolutely not. You know, that's the thing. Last week, you know, I told myself before the game, I was like, all right, got to make sure you walk out of here with three sacks, you know. And it's like, if I wanted to say that, I probably could have walked out with six, you know. So, you know, sky's the limit. Don't put no limit on me. You know, let me see if I can fly.
Is there anything better as a vet, Tank, than showing up and knowing that you got 60 minutes one-on-one with a rookie all night, that you can just kind of – you can show them what a veteran kind of can do in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, I really don't know, you know, about, you know, his training or, you know, what he goes through the offseason or his studying or whatever. But, you know, you want to take advantage of, you know, any opportunity that you get out there. You know, it's slim to none. You know, you miss a lot, you know, so like the ones that you can get, you need to definitely hone in and take advantage of.
What's your early scouting report on this Washington offensive line? I mean, our studying, that left side looks to be a little bit susceptible. What do you think about them?
I think they're a try-hard team. You know, they definitely, you know, love to run the ball. You know, I feel like they got a good team. You know, it's been some close games that they were in. They didn't come out with a win, but we know, you know, they're going to come down here and try to fight hard for it. So, we're preparing, and I believe we're ready.
Tank, you talked about them. They're like to run the football. The thing that I've always found about you is I don't think people give you enough credit for how well you do play the run. Everybody wants to talk about your sacks and stuff like that. A lot of pride being a complete defensive end, right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I keep my guard up. I always protect it. So, you know, that's what I want to bring to my defense, you know, whether it's run or pass. You know, it's more obstacles in this game of football than just, you know, the highlights that everybody like to see. So, you know, you got to play all four quarters, play each and every down, and, you know, try to be the best in every situation.
Tank, do you think it benefits you more by I know you rush off that left side there, but do you like the fact that you get to move around, that you get to play as the under tackle or you get to play on the other side? Is that, do you feel like that's more beneficial for your skill in getting those rushes, or would you just like to kind of stay in one spot and work those guys like you did last week, breaking down Neil the way his hands and all those things?
I played one way for so long, you know, you get so used to it. But, you know, being able to, you know, be in DQ's system and, you know, have another year under my belt, it's like, you know, you get to express yourself more. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. like, being able to move around and, you know, do my different moves at different positions is like, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So I like to move around, actually.
It's the DeMarcus Lawrence Show here on 105.3 The Fan now. Are you sure you're going to play against Washington? How are we doing?
You know, through the graces of God, you know, I make it on Sunday, but we're taking it day to day right now. So pray I just be better in the morning.
Yeah, we were all praying when you were sitting on that field.
Yeah.
Wondering what you were talking to the doctor about. What were you guys saying?
Yeah, I feel like I rolled over on my foot, you know, just aggravated it a little bit. I mean, I've been playing football, you know, for the last 3 months. So, you know, all that ground and pound, you know, take a toll on your body. So, you know, just doing a little rest, you know, and making sure I'm ready for Sunday.
Do you feel like the turf at the stadium there in the Meadowlands or wherever it is particularly dangerous?
I mean, all ground surfaces can be dangerous, especially, you know, if you ain't played on them before. So, you know, it's just, you know, a matter of checking your cleats, you know, going out there pre-game and, you know, just trying to do all you can to, you know, warm the body up and, you know, get prepared for the game.
So Mike said that he's trying to get back in the sack column this week, and Jory, who does an excellent job covering the team, put out mm-hmm. a Micah quote that he's been – made fun of all week by teammates because he didn't get a sack. Have you been making fun of Micah a little bit, Tank?
No, absolutely not. You know, I'm rooting for Micah, to be honest. I feel like, you know, when you have, you know, a great athlete but also not a great athlete, a great player in the same locker room as you, it brings out the best in you. So, you know, being able to see Micah shine, you know, makes me want to shine more. So, you know, I want the best for him.
Hey, Tank, this, okay, you know, there's been so much focus throughout your career on you as your as a pass rusher. Does Micah take pressure off you? And is that something you're like, I know you're a team player, but mm-hmm. does that help you kind of like, okay, maybe now let him focus on him, and that way I can kind of win over here and do what I need to do?
Yes. You know, I'm not, you know, the type of guy that, you know, go and search for the spotlight. You know, if it's given to me, it's given to me. You know, with much is received, much is required. So, you know, you have to be prepared for it also. So, you know, I feel like at times it does, you know, help me focus on other things. But, you know, I feel like, you know, it completes our defense, you know, by having another elite, you know, guy that can rush the passer.
So you really didn't bust Micah's balls this week at all for coming up empty in the he got a bagel in the sack column. Tank, I mean, you busted his balls a little bit.
Nah, I did, man.
Really? It's the male love language.
Come on, bro. I ain't have no sack the first two games, so imagine how I feel.
That's okay, fair enough. That's fair. Okay, well, who's the biggest ball buster in the locker room right now?
Hands down, it got to be J.K.
Got it, Curse.
J.K. always on somebody's head.
Now, okay, did Curse, I heard this, did Curse try and drag you into this conversation after the game? I was hearing that there was maybe some talk about Curse was getting all over Micah a little bit, and then
I don't know
then,
nothing about nothing.
And that's what I heard. I heard Tank is like, Tank just said, "No, man, I ain't getting into this. I am not getting in this one."
Oh yeah, yeah. Me and Micah got our own thing going on, so you know, ain't no need for me to piss him off to, you know, hurt my chances.
Oh, it's amazing. So, Tank, I loved last week. You used to call Eli Manning Little Eli, so then you referred to Daniel Jones as Little Eli, and you certainly made him look like it. What do you think about Carson Wentz? I mean, he's kind of looking like a broken quarterback to us, but what's your perception of him?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, I think the Redskins are, you know, a good team. You know, they just, you know, been, you know, missing on some details of their game. So, you know, it's really just about exploiting the small things that they mess up on and, you know, taking advantage of each opportunity that we get from them. And, you know, Carson Wentz, I feel like he'll give us some opportunities.
Tank, last year, the touchdown against Washington, that pick six from, like, midfield where you're, like, dodging guys and hurdling dudes, is that the greatest play of your career, do you think?
Oh, yeah. You don't get too many opportunities to score a touchdown, so you got to take full advantage of it.
Well, right on, man. Thanks once again for joining us. We wish you nothing but the best, and you know, if we get a win here, sitting at 3-1 going to that Rams game, you know, Cowboy Nation is ready to get turned up.
You already know what it is. Go Cowboys.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. There he is, DeMarcus Lawrence with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. That's a fun conversation, and the guy that after three sacks, I think a lot more people are excited about, you know, right now. It's brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. He had back-to-back double-digit sack games when he broke out. Was that like 2017 where he had the three sacks and then the two sacks? And you turned around, the son of a gun had like eight sacks six games into the season or something like that. And if he's set up for a path that he's going to go on like that, then I imagine this defense, we're just starting to scratch the surface of what they can be capable of, because Brian asked the question, how much pressure they're taking off of each other and giving each other one-on-one matchups.
Yeah, the thing with Tank, and Tank is going to play hurt. He's going to play. He's going to give you everything he has. I have the utmost respect for him when you watch the tape of him play, because he's dealt with shoulders and backs and other things.
Yeah.
This foot, you know, and that's a little different for a rusher. I mean, he's a first-step explosive guy. And if that foot's bothering you a little bit, man, that could be problematic.
My heart sank when that happened. I was like, no, do not let this be the same as last year.
Exactly.
Those feet can be finicky when you're dealing with something like that. Okay, we got to run. Hour number four will go around the NFL, and then we have the Expressway coming up all in the final hour, or the second to last hour. Of course, the Cowboys ticket giveaway is coming up in the next hour as well, so stay tuned for that cue to call here in the Nation.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.